Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. Rob, there are, I've said many times to people, there are two ways to retire. Either you choose retirement or retirement chooses you. And retirement can choose you in multiple ways because of a health issue. We're in Calgary, Alberta right now. There's been some layoffs with some major corporations. Mm-hmm. People are exploring, should they go into retirement after they've got this package from their employer? You know, there's a bunch of ways that retirement chooses you.
Yeah.
But either way, if you choose retirement or retirement is chosen for you, you need to do some planning on how that transition will look like. And sometimes you need assistance in working with that transition. And so this is where coaches come into play. This is where people sit down with an individual and kind of go through what the transition will look like and prepare for it. And so I thought, you know, as people go through this, either you've chosen for retirement or retirement has chosen you, how do we actually go through it? And we've experienced this with a lot of our clients that we've been working with.
Oh, a ton of clients, yeah. And it's not, you know, we look at the financials and the lifestyle, but sometimes it's more than that, right? It's that transition to purpose and what your next chapter is going to mean.
Sometimes it's more than money. Look at that, right? So that's why we named that show, our show called More Than Money, because it is sometimes more than money. And so we've got a great guest with us, Mariella Hoy, author of Lessons Learned in Retirement, Retiring with Purpose and Passion. Mariella, thank you for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here. Great show, great title.
So let's start talking about the book that you wrote, Lessons Learned in Retirement, Retiring with Purpose and Passion. Tell us the genesis of why this book was created.
You know, I think it really started when I was so ticked off with the stereotypes of retirement. And you'd see these big ads and billboards with people with white hair blowing in the wind and matching sweaters, and they're on a bicycle built for two, and they've got these blinding white teeth, and they're so happy. But the people that were coming to me, to my workshops, my coaching, the stories I was receiving in the newsletter I had showed stress and anxious people. Just this past week, two people told me they're terrified about retirement. I've talked to a guy who was going to retire. He had no hobbies, no outside interests. He had no partner. He was retiring to a new town, no friends. What's he going to do? So that's terrifying. The book came about because I saw this transition as one of the biggest ones we have in our lives. It can last 20 to 40 years. All the structures have disappeared, and you're left with less money often, no structure, no routines, no sense of purpose. Your friends are different because they're all left behind, and you maybe even sleep at a different time. So I wrote the book to let people know they're not alone in this new struggle till they get settled. And I included 10 emotional, social challenges that people run into. I just wanted them to know, you know, this is normal, and, you know, don't feel that you can't sit in this place of discombobulation for a while until you get it sorted out.
A place of discombobulation. I like the way you said that. When we were talking earlier, there are people who choose to retire, or retirement is chosen for them, either because of a health issue or at work and so forth. You know, when someone leaves the workforce, it can kind of predict your retirement happiness. Now, you've mentioned this before on other parts of your, and within the book, you can kind of get the messaging from there. You can get that from the interviews that you've done with other people in the media. So explain to us, how does that happen?
So it's the conditions of exit from a workforce that predict how well you transition. It's not that it predicts your overall happiness in all of your retirement, but it does affect that transition period. So the conditions of exit are things like did you have a retirement workshop? Were you feeling valued at work? did you pick the date of your retirement, as if you can? What else? Perceived coping skills. And so what the studies found was that the top predictor of how well you're going to adjust to the transition is the conditions of exit. But the startling fact that I ran into is that a great number of people retire unexpectedly, as you were saying. And 55% of people thought that they knew their retirement date a year out. And of those, only 39 said that's what happened. And unfortunately, 16% had no warning at all. So they're thrown in to retirement in a messy way. And that affects how well or how long it takes them to adjust.
So with that said, with the unexpected and that many people, that's shocking to me, but I get it. Like, what do you recommend to people do to prepare for that transition into retirement?
Well, it's not enough to say, I want to be happy. And we all do, right? In retirement or in life. Yeah. But I think you really need to know, what are the components of happiness? What makes that happen? And how can you set those in place so it happens more often? I mean, happiness is, it's almost a fleeting thing, but you have to grab it and have it happen more often. So the conditions need to be set in place, and there's many components to happiness, and you mentioned some of them, but the three that I chose to focus on, because I can only keep three things in my head at any one time, but I think if you have these three, you're bound to be feeling pretty good about your life. And the first one is purpose. You know, when you look up the definition of purpose, it is, like Aristotle said, it's where one's talents meet the needs of the world. It's about giving out to the world something that you give joyfully. It's a treat to be able to maybe mentor young engineering immigrant students, or save the bluebirds with bluebird boxes, or give one of your artworks to a women's shelter. So that's purpose. It has an outward giving. The second component that I really like, and I should have mentioned it first, is passion. And I define that as that sense of being so immersed in something you love that you end up in this feeling of being in the zone. They describe it as flow. And it comes with effort, though. It's not lying on the couch and watching TV. It's increasing a skill while you're increasing your challenges. And you keep doing that until you reach this point where you're absolutely, you've lost track of time. You're in the zone. So I used to run. And so when I was increasing my running skills and my distance, I would feel that sometimes. Or dancing in a coaching conversation, trying to get those insights to come forward from people. Those are some examples that, for me, represent flow. And then the third piece is people. So we got the three P's, purpose, passion, and people. And I was struck by how isolation and loneliness is so bad for our health. That's why I added this piece to the book, because it's like, it's comparable to smoking 15 cigarettes a day, isolation. We saw this in the pandemic. It was comparable to obesity, alcohol misuse, physical inactivity. So it's striking. So the Surgeon General of the United States said there's three kinds of loneliness. So if you can fight the three, you'll be in a good place. So if you have some intimate partner and a little baby 5 months old, then you can let your hair down and be wonderful. But that doesn't mean you won't be lonely. There's you still need kind of a relational thing with friends that you would go out to dinner with. And you also need a community where you have values and a shared mission. Like, I've joined a little theater, and I mean, talk about drama.
Yeah. Mariella, we do have to go. That was fantastic. People, passion, and purpose.
I like it.
The three tips for a very happy and successful retirement. Thank you for joining us today, Mariella.
Thank you. You're doing good work.
We're going to be talking about purpose and passion and how you actually get what you want out of your retirement using a financial model that's designed to bulletproof your retirement coming up at our next seminar. When is that, Rob?
You can join us Tuesday, November 7th. This will be at 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right. Coming up after the break, you want to talk about the Alberta Pension Plan, what the opportunities are? We're going to talk about that. Join us after the break on QR Calgary and More Than Money.